Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Now, if you've ever pictured yourself, maybe, retiring to a tropical spot, well, our sources today might just shake up your idea of Phuket. We're not just talking about those picture-perfect beaches. No. We're digging into Phuket as this, well, booming golfer's paradise and, frankly, a serious real estate hotspot.
That's right. And it's key where this info comes from. This isn't, you know, just random travel blogs. We're doing a deep dive based on analysis from Ocean Worldwide. They're a luxury real estate agency. Been right there in Phuket since 2004.
Oh, wow. So they really know the market.
Exactly. We're talking insights shaped by people like the director, Sandra O'Neill. She's helped literally thousands of families and investors over the years. So this gives us a really solid understanding of where things are headed and, maybe more importantly, why.
Okay, good. So let's get into it then. Our mission here is to sift through all this this data and give you some clear takeaways. We need to pinpoint the absolute top-tier places for, say, the luxury buyer, but also contrast that with, you know, the smart value spots for maybe a more budget-conscious investor.
Yeah.
And critically, understand the investment side, the financial engine behind these golf course properties.
And what strikes you straight away is just the sheer range. It's incredible. You've got these globally famous, really challenging courses. Think Blue Canyon or the award-winning Red Mountain, which is a proper test for any golfer. And then right alongside, you have accessible, affordable options like Funaka. The property market totally reflects this, you know, super exclusive villas near condos that are actually pretty achievable for a smart first-time buyer.
Right. Let's start at the top then with the luxury. Mission Hills Phuket Golf Course comes up first. Our sources describe this as like the ultimate in high-end golf living. Big, beautiful villas, private pools, loads of space.
Yes, and the design really backs up the investment idea. Mission Hills is very close to Phuket International Airport. Now, for an international investor or maybe someone flying in and out for holidays, that convenience is huge. Less travel time, more, well, rental income, or just relaxing time.
Okay, location is definitely key for convenience. But hang on, being right next to a major airport, doesn't that usually mean noise? Airplanes taking off, landing. Do the sources mention if that affects, you know, the lifestyle quality or even property values compared to quieter areas?
That's a really good question. And the answer kind of defines the type of investment Mission Hills is. Yes, there's a trade-off on ambient noise compared to, say, an estate deep inland. But the market balances this out with something we call liquidity.
Liquidity, meaning how fast you can sell or rent.
Exactly. The constant high demand from international golf tourists means these luxury villas tend to rent out faster and sell quicker than similar properties not tied to golf. For this specific high-end rental market, that convenience factor seems to outweigh the minor noise issue.
Got it. So for that target market, international holiday rentals, convenience equals quicker returns. Okay. Moving to another big name then, Blue Canyon Country Club. We definitely have to talk about that one.
Oh, Blue Canyon is legendary. Championship stuff. It actually has two world-class courses, but it's the Canyon course that really put Phuket on the global golf stage. It hosted the Johnny Walker Classic multiple times. Big names played there. Greg Norman, Tiger Woods, Anton Hague won there too. It's got real history.
Wow, Tiger Woods walked those fairways. That's quite something. And like Mission Hills, Blue Canyon is also strategically near the airport, right? Which makes property there really attractive for people who travel a lot.
Absolutely. That proximity is a major plus. And the course itself, well, it's an amazing piece of work carved out of an old tin mine.
A tin mine, right.
Yeah. It leads to these really dramatic changes in elevation, lots of water hazards. It's visually stunning, but also demands real strategy and precision from golfers. Which, again, attracts that serious, higher-spending golf tourist. From an investment standpoint, saying your property is near the course Tiger played, that adds instant cachet, bumps up the rental appeal.
Okay, so Mission Hills and Blue Canyon offer luxury, convenience, championship history. What about pure drama? Unique scenery.
If someone wants an unforgettable, maybe award-winning course experience, where do the sources point?
That would definitely be Red Mountain Golf Club. The name kind of gives it away, built entirely on an old tin mine site. And that history isn't just, you know, a bit of trivia. It shapes the whole course. You get these incredible elevation changes, massive views. Mm-hmm. It's won a bunch of awards for a reason.
I did see a note about a specific hole, the Signature 17th, a par 3 with a huge drop, like over 40 meters.
That's the one. Unforgettable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, very challenging. It also means, because the terrain is so steep, golf carts are actually mandatory there.
Okay, mandatory carts. That tells you something about the hills. So for someone thinking about buying property nearby, does that intense hilly landscape have knock-on effects, like on property maintenance or just getting around the residential areas?
That's definitely something to factor in.
Yeah.
The homes are designed to capture those amazing views, sure, but the dramatic terrain can mean things like infrastructure, getting utilities in, might be a bit more complex than on a flat coastal plot. However, Red Mountain is brilliantly located in the Coteau area, very central. You're only maybe 15 minutes from Patong Beach nightlife, 20 minutes from Phuket Town. So while the immediate site might be hilly, you gain fantastic access to central amenities, which the airport courses don't offer in quite the same way.
Right, trade-offs again. Central convenience versus, say, airport proximity. Let's shift now towards maybe a more integrated resort feel, less rugged drama, more refined living. Laguna Golf Course comes to mind, part of that huge Laguna Phuket resort, isn't it?
Exactly. Laguna is all about the complete package. It's a championship course, famous for its water. Apparently, 15 out of the 18 holes have water features. And it had a big professional redesign back in 2014. Buying property there isn't just about the golf, it's about joining a whole established community.
And what does that lifestyle look like for a homeowner there?
It means luxury villas, condos, often positioned to catch the sea breeze, get good views, but it also means instant access to everything the resort offers. World-class restaurants, little shops, tons of activities. Plus, you're close to Tullon Beach, so it's that perfect mix, really golf, beach, amenities, all right there. Good for families.
Okay. And just to cover all bases, the sources mentioned Phuket Country Club too. Sounds quite different, more traditional.
Yeah, Phuket Country Club is more of a classic layout.
Yeah.
Peaceful, lots of trees. It's less about chasing championship status and more about providing, good, solid recreational golf. It's also in Coteau, centrally located, so it
Yeah.
serves that residential market wanting reliable, relaxed golf nearby.
Right, rounds out the picture. Now, we absolutely have to talk about the other end of the spectrum, affordability. This is vital for, a healthy market and for investors looking for good entry points. Funaka Golf Course seems key here.
Funaka is definitely the solid, more budget-friendly alternative, and it's well-placed, close to Phuket Town. This is where you'll find more affordable villas, and especially condos. It caters to buyers wanting that golf lifestyle, but maybe without the premium price tag of Mission Hills. Our sources even point to new developments like the Origin Place Center for Phuket Condominium due in 2027, I think. Shows there's ongoing investment in accessible options there.
And Funaka has something quite unique too, doesn't it? Something about playing at night.
Ah, yes. Night golf, that's a great feature. It has a nine-hole course down in Chulong that's fully floodlit.
Night golf, I can see the appeal. Escaping that midday Phuket heat for a cooler evening round must be fantastic. Does that night option mean investors might attract a different kind of renter? Maybe longer-term tenants or locals who work during the day?
I think so, absolutely. It opens it up to locals, long-term expats who maybe can't play during standard work hours.
All right.
That diversifies the rental pool beyond just international tourists. Adds a bit of resilience to property investments in that Chulong area, I imagine.
Makes sense. Okay, this leads us to probably the biggest practical hurdle for anyone listening who's seriously considering investing, the legal side of things. Foreign property ownership in Thailand. It sounds complicated. How can a foreigner legally own a place near one of these amazing
Right,
courses?
this is crucial. And yeah, it can seem like a maze.
Yeah.
So let's maybe slow down a bit here. What are the actual legally sound ways for non-Thais to own property?
Okay, break it down for us.
There are basically two main routes,
Yeah.
and it depends on what you're buying. First, let's talk condominiums, like the ones near Funaka or Laguna. Foreigners can often buy condo units freehold. That means full, direct ownership of the unit itself and a share of the land it sits on. This is allowed by Thai law, provided the whole building meets certain rules about the percentage owned by Thai nationals.
Okay, freehold condos sound relatively straightforward then. But what about the bigger ticket items, those luxury villas near Mission Hills, or maybe just buying land itself? That's where a lot of value can be, right?
Yes, and that's where it gets different. Direct ownership of land by foreigners is, generally speaking, restricted under Thai law. So there are two common structures used to secure long-term rights to the land and the house on it. The first is a long-term lease.
A lease, like renting.
Sort of, but much more secure. Typically, it's a 30-year lease, which is legally registered and often renewable. It's the simpler route, gives you solid rights for that period, but you do have to renew it when it expires.
Okay, a long-term renewable lease. What's the other option? The one that sounds a bit more involved.
That would be setting up a Thai limited company. The foreign investor creates a Thai company following all the rules, and that company then legally owns the land and property. Now, this is more complex. there are regulations about shareholding, how the company operates, and you need proper advice. But it potentially gives the foreign owner much more control over the asset, essentially indefinitely. It's often used for larger, maybe generational investment.
Okay, wow. That definitely sounds like the point where you stop searching online forums and call a professional, trying to figure out lease renewals versus company structures, tax implications. That needs expert guidance, surely.
Oh, absolutely. Trying to navigate that legal stuff and find the right property. That's a recipe for disaster, maybe worse than hitting it into the water on Red Mountain 17th. This is exactly why working with established local experts is so important. People like the team at Phuket Golf Leisure, or the agency that gave us our sources, Ocean Worldwide. They know the ropes, they help set up the right legal framework, make sure your investment is secure, legal, and actually fits what you want long term.
Yeah.
Right. So let's try and wrap this up. After this deep dive, it really seems Phuket delivers this incredible mix, doesn't it? A multi-layered real estate market anchored by truly world-class golf. We've seen it all from the high-end, convenient championship spots like Blue Canyon and Mission Hills to the dramatic scenery of Red Mountain and even the accessible, practical options like Finaka with its night golf. It's really about choosing a whole lifestyle, isn't it? Whatever your budget.
It is. And connecting it back to the investment side, the overall market seems really robust. You've got that consistent pull of international tourism, especially golfers willing to spend, combined with the appeal of luxury resort living. It means properties in these well-run golf communities tend to hold their value pretty well, and they often offer quite attractive rental yields too.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be sound financial decisions, not just lifestyle purchases.
That's a really strong point. Okay, here's a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe ponder. When you weigh the super convenient airport access of Mission Hills and Blue Canyon against, say, the central location and unique night golf flexibility of Finaka, what blend of convenience and lifestyle truly fits your personal dream round investment plan in Phuket?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? A great thing for any potential buyer to consider. And if you are looking to explore listings, maybe get some advice on structuring that foreign ownership or just see some of these amazing properties. You can definitely start by checking out the experts who informed our discussion today. Just visit oceanwwp.com.
Oceanwwp.com.
Got it. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.